Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, a card-carrying member of Denver Bible Church.
All right, Doug, we have 6 news stories to cover in a very short amount of time.
Oh, boy. Pressure's on.
So you think we can do it?
Pressure's on. Yeah, I've got a story here about school teachers in New York City just going rampant, wild.
And almost like a fulfillment of the tragic prediction I said yesterday on the show. We'll get to that.
Practically is, yeah.
Sexually assaulting students.
Yep,
all right,
yep.
What else?
And then from the What's a Liberal to Do file, we've got a story from a Detroit city councilman on how to help with crime at gas stations in the greater Detroit area.
All right, we'll do that one. And then their senator catches fire, dies.
Oh, no.
Senator.
Oh, no.
We'll talk about
that.
I
heard Olympia Snow retired. This doesn't
this is,
have
no,
any, okay, this
unrelated.
All right.
That's the northern eastern seaboard. This is southern
okay,
eastern seaboard.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm relieved
this
to
is
hear
in Florida.
That. Okay.
And also, Drudge is highlighting a press conference for tomorrow afternoon about Obama's eligibility.
Oh, yes. Say it ain't so, Sheriff Joe. Yes, Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
That's right, from Maricopa County, Arizona.
Yeah.
I used to live there. When I went to Arizona State University.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And proud to say he never arrested me or put me in,
you're never
in any
on a
kind
chain
of a chain gang. So,
gotta love Sheriff Joe.
Yeah. So anyway, that should be interesting. All the media in the world is going. Of course, they want to make him look like an idiot. They don't like him.
More than likely.
And then what else do we want to cover?
Well, I've got a biblical question about deficit spending and the national debt.
Mm.
I need some biblical advice.
All right.
On federal spending.
All right.
And then, of course, we've got our Tim Tebow story.
Tim Tebow.
I try to do a Tim Tebow story on every broadcast I'm on.
On your show.
On every show I can possibly get on.
And let's tell the audience.
Anyone who let me
How
on.
Can they hear your show?
You go to theweeklyworldview.com or you can go to iTunes and just search Doug McBurney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Tim Tebow had a big date night. And you know this would be big news.
Oh, yeah.
Because Hollywood is, you know, desperate to figure out what's going on with Tim Tebow. So he had a big date night.
Yeah, he had a huge date. So the cat's out of the bag, so to speak.
Yeah.
He was at a cartoon awards show.
Mm.
I didn't know they had those, but they did, and they invited Tim Tebow, and he was there. He took a 10-year-old girl named Presley Collins. She has a rare condition called neurofibromatosis.
Oh.
It causes tumors in her brain, spinal cord, under her skin.
Oh, what a tragedy.
And listen to this. According to the article from the Daily Mail in London, where this was covered, by the way, this was appearing in a London newspaper.
It's just astounding.
Talk
isn't
about
it?
A world outreach for a ministry. Tim Tebow's got it. Well, the Daily Mail reports that she got to meet Shaquille O'Neal, Rico Rodriguez, but none of them were as big to her as Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow.
Oh, that's so neat. And remember, we have that ongoing record, the list of the Tim Tebow NFL records and other records.
That's right.
at kgov.com, just kgov.com/Tebow.
And I think you can just Google Tim Tebow NFL records, and we come up pretty close there to the top.
Yeah, on the first page, because we're a local Denver radio station.
Yeah.
And we, from time to time, we're continuing to update that list. And it's a fun list.
Yes, and Tim Tebow may now hold the record for confounding the leftist media who so desperately want him to get involved with a woman. And he just goes on being a really great guy. And I don't think
you
they
think
can
he
understand
did this
it.
Just... He must have done this for a publicity stunt,
right,
so he comes across as a good guy.
It's a ploy, so
actually,
people think he's nice.
He's been doing this for so many years, and, I mean, he's a young guy, but for so much of his life.
Yeah.
And I remember the Denver media saying to him, so for every home game, you bring a person who's struggling with their health. And
right.
He said, no, every game.
That's
every
right.
game.
That's
so
right.
Away games, he flies.
The whole family out there.
It's just tremendous.
Awesome.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for Tim Tebow and for everyone
Amen.
Who honors the Lord in their lives.
That's right. And I agree with John Elway that I hope he's the Denver Broncos quarterback for a long, long time to come. That's what Elway said this week.
Yeah, that'd
this past
be great.
Week.
All right, so what's the bad news you mentioned? And it makes me sick. I said yesterday on the show that you can't keep track of all the sexual assaults in our public schools. You just can't keep track of them. There are too many. So what, there's another one in the news?
Well, not one. This is a real case in point. There's been a sixth incident involving a New York City public school employee in as many weeks. Sixth incident. Now we've got a teacher charged with, I don't even want to say what he was charged with on the
brother.
Air. Basically for assaulting a young girl at school. And it says in this article from NBC, this is the fifth city school employee arrested and accused of abuse involving students. And listen to this.
Yeah.
This gives parents the impression that sexual misconduct has been on the rise.
Oh, but NBC wants to make sure they don't want anyone to be confused and have that thought that there might be a problem in the schools.
No.
Because they say, lo and behold, the number of complaints about sexual assault from school employees on students, the number of complaints is down.
Oh, it's down.
So we can all be comforted.
Yeah.
It's down. Last year, it fell to a low of 561 complaints of sexual assault, some kind of sexual questionable conduct.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just in the last few weeks, these six teachers and school employees.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got rape and producing pornography with students and just the whole gamut.
But fortunately, it's only happened to 561 sons, daughters, nieces.
Yeah.
These are real people.
In last year. So it was down from 619 just a few years earlier.
And NBC portrays this as a positive.
This is a positive. And I mentioned yesterday the frog in the water. Where he's in a frying pan, and he feels fine, and they turn up the heat slowly, and gradually he thinks everything is fine until he's cooked.
And so,
you ever have frog legs?
I have, as a matter of fact. I had frog legs with Pastor Joe.
Pastor Joe Riccobono.
Yep, Pastor Joe Riccobono treated me to some frog legs. He talked me into eating them.
That had to be good. You know, God, if he didn't want us to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat.
Frog, so, you know.
Frogs.
The other green meat.
Yeah, frogs taste sort of like spotted owl, I think. Sort of.
I think you can be arrested for implying that you've eaten a spotted owl. Mark the tape and make sure that we take that out of the archive. I don't want to see the EPA coming kicking in the door.
I remember in California, they had this regulation before you built on pristine land.
Mm-hmm.
You had to take a survey to find spotted owls.
Oh.
Because, you know, liberals want to restrain people from enjoying life. And and so they canned that regulation. They did away with it because they were finding too many spotted owls.
They couldn't build anything?
So, no.
Wait a minute.
No.
I thought the problem was there were that the spotted owls were going extinct.
No, it was the opposite. They didn't want people to realize how many spotted owls there really were.
See?
And so, but, you know, one big problem with the reason that species are endangered is because we don't eat them. Species that we put on the menu, you end up with hundreds of millions of these things.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So if you put it on the menu and then made it profitable,
right?
You know, you've got private businesses that we'd have an overpopulation of spotted owls.
Spotted owls as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
At the spotted owl farms.
Frozen.
And then PETA would be upset about the way we were treating
PETA
spotted
kills
owls.
More animals than anyone I've ever met in my life.
There was a story last week. They killed 95% of the pets that were given into their care.
To their...
In 2010.
Yeah, to their pet shelter.
Yeah.
Like, they killed 24,000 animals, and most of them within, like, an hour or two of getting them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the PETA employees, PETA said, well, these are the worst of the worst. They have disease. They're injured. Nobody wants them. And PETA employees said, we were putting down some of the cutest, most adorable, perfect dogs and cats.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
That's
so what's with PETA?
They're hypocrites. That's what's with them. But wait. What? We're having too much fun. I have to mention the telethon.
Oh.
And by the way,
it's February.
We're on the verge of extending the telethon, Bob. The total for today, by the way, is actually looking very encouraging. $18,750.
That's very – the goal is $30,000.
Right. And we could go over $19,000 today if someone would pick up the phone right now and call with a $250 donation to 800-836-9278. You could call in, give a $250 donation – take us over the $19,000 mark.
Wow.
But we're going to have to carry it on into March, I think, Bob.
Well, that would be discouraging. We like to pick February because it's a short month, and
right.
So we don't have to do a telethon forever.
But we're pondering.
So the goal is $30,000.
We're going to be 10 grand short, even if someone picks up the phone right now and makes a $250 donation to 800-836-9278. Feel free to call. Make that $250 donation.
That would
push
bring
us
over, to $19,000.
Leaving only $11,000, which we should be able to scrape together in the first few days in March if the folks in the audience will just consider the fact that there is no other broadcast on the air or in the history of radio that offers as much solid biblical teaching and cultural commentary as you can find right here at Bob and Yart Live.
Wow.
And the internet gives us a global reach.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And this February telethon is designed to keep us on the web.
On the web.
For another year. That's the goal.
That's right. We had a $1,000 donation come in from California.
California.
Due to the internet broadcast.
Today.
Yeah.
And by the way, we do this rarely, once a month or so. We sent out an email blast. And if you didn't get it, please call up and give us your email.
Yeah.
Your email ID. Or you could just email bob@kgov.com.
Mm-hmm.
bob@kgov.com. We'll have your email ID, and then we'll send you our email blast about once a month. Find out what's going on here at Bob and Yart Live.
Hey.
So, Doug, this was number 389. Reason number 389. Why you should take your kids out of public school.
And is it an overstatement to say that if you're sending your kids to the public school, you're sinning against God and you're sinning against your children?
Yeah, I don't think that's an overstatement. Mm. God does not give us the latitude to sign up our kids for a godless education.
Amen.
This is no different than if in the Old Testament some Jewish family said, well, we're going to send our kids to a Philistine school.
Yeah,
we're going to put them on the Philistine school bus,
have
a chariot come by, pick them up, and bring them to a Philistine school. I mean, God would have, if it's like everything else he did back then, he would have opened up the earth and sucked the parents down alive into hell.
Wow. Okay, so what I said is definitely not an overstatement.
You don't give your kids to a godless system, especially when... You know, people are young. That's when we're the most impressionable.
Right, right.
Your kids, you don't give them to a godless system. And you think, well, Jill has a Christian math teacher. Oh, she does? Well, she did. When was that? That was in third grade.
Yeah,
what grade is she in? Well, she's a junior in high school.
Oh, boy.
And you know, she's been pregnant, but you didn't know that.
Mm. Ouch.
And how predictable are these things?
Yeah.
So it's very difficult, but people have to... Be afraid of the public school.
Amen.
Beware of the public school.
And there are very few places that you're going to hear about the dangers of the public schools, except right here on Bob and Yart Live. What's that? We've got this hot off the press from Russ. We've got a A monthly donation, $25 a month. Oh, a monthly subscription to the monthly sermons from...
Ooh, monthly sermons.
From West Monroe, Louisiana. You
West
see?
West Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And that's that counts for $250.
Toward the telethon, and that's a direct result, again, of the internet ministry that's so crucial.
All right. You know who went to public school? Kwame Kenyatta.
Kwame Kenyatta.
Kwame Kenyatta went to public school, and that's the next story.
Is that one of Barack Obama's cousins living in public housing in Chicago?
Well, I don't know. I guess this person is from Kenya, since their last name starts Kenyatta.
Kenyatta, well, yeah, it could be.
But, Doug, this Detroit councilman's public school is showing.
Okay, Kwame.
What? Look at that. Wow. Doug, we're over $19,000.
Let me grab my calculator. Math was never my strong suit.
Thank you, Frank, very much. Wow. We are at $19,250.
You did that faster in your head than I could do on my scratch paper.
I just made it up. I don't know if it's right.
You were
$19,250.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Frank. Wow.
Frank in Denver. All right.
That's just stunning. It's humbling. And the goal's 30,000. We're at 19,250. Another 750 will be at $20,000.
And you could pick up the phone right now if you could write a check or give us a credit card for 750. The number to call is 800-836-9278 to donate to the telethon. Keep Bob Enyart on the internet for another year.
Wow.
Now let's get back to Kwame Kenyatta.
Yeah.
He lives in Detroit, it says here.
Yeah, his public school is showing.
Oh, yeah?
But what's this story about?
Well, this is from the What's a Liberal to Do file.
Yeah.
And Kwame is a Detroit city councilman. Mm. And according to this article, it's from CBS in Detroit, so it's not the greatest source. I mean, it's CBS. But we didn't have time to double or triple check this.
No, we don't have to fact check it. It's stupid enough that it's got to be true.
It has to be true.
Right. You couldn't make it up.
Well, let me just describe what's been happening in Detroit, Bob. Recently, over the past couple weeks, there's been the killing of a 9-month-old baby boy in a walk-by shooting, the death of a 6-year-old at the hand of two 15-year-old carjackers with an AK-47, a 14-year-old allegedly shot his mother to death while she slept because she wouldn't let him hang out with his friends.
Uh-huh.
And a teenage girl was caught in the crossfire and killed. There was an argument on a Detroit street, and two people started shooting each other. They killed this young girl. And we had an 86-year-old World War II vet. He was carjacked at a Detroit gas station in broad daylight, coming home from a Bible study.
Coming home from a Bible study.
And listen, nobody helped
carjacked.
Him. He had to crawl to a gas station.
No. Doug, you know, the killing, the murder of that 9-month-old boy, I think it's hard to keep track of all the murders.
It is.
But I think that was the baby shower that was held the night before, and there weren't enough seats and tables, chairs. And so one woman, young woman, went berserk, started turning over tables, and it turned into a feud, and some of her friends went to the house of somebody with the baby shower and put about 30 bullets into the front of the house and killed the little boy sleeping on the couch. So, yeah, when you teach people that we have evolved from animals, you shouldn't be surprised when they behave like animals. And our whole society is in a moral freefall. We kill children in the womb.
Yeah.
And we've got Christian leaders saying you're not supposed to judge. Mm-hmm. They're completely confused.
Yeah.
Taking themselves out of consideration.
For any leadership position, you're unqualified to lead a soup kitchen, let alone a church.
Right, if you think you shouldn't judge.
Well, and
a soup kitchen. What if somebody's putting their own ingredients into the big pot of soup?
Well,
you're going to judge, or you're going to say, who am I to judge?
Well, but I think even a liberal would judge.
They would, right?
Yeah, because
even the Christian.
In their hearts, they know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
They've just, all
right.
Anyway, the violence in Detroit, Bob.
A lot of violence.
Councilman Kwame Kenyatta, he's hoping to draft a new ordinance that I told you that this World War II vet had to literally crawl, drag himself to a gas station for help. No one would stop on the street and help this guy. But Kwame says he wants to draft an ordinance to stop the violence. It requires gas station owners to hire security guards.
What an idiot! What an idiot.
That's his public school.
What an idiot.
Is showing. Indeed.
His public school is showing.
Yeah.
So, what an idiot.
What's right? a liberal to do?
What's a liberal to do? And, you know, wherever you go to the seat of government, the mm-hmm. crime typically is worse.
That's right. Detroit being the...
The yeah. crime... The like think in Colorado, right? Colorado, Denver has, what, the worst crime? Whether it's murder or rape or prostitution.
Yeah.
And then the closer you get to the Capitol, usually it's worse.
That's true. The
so
Capitol
in Denver,
building
you
itself.
You got Capitol yeah. Hill. And, yeah, we had a murder in the Capitol building just two yeah. years ago. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, in Washington, D.C., the crime rate in Washington, D.C., and, I mean, it's not always, but there's a rule of thumb. The closer you get to the seat of government, the greater the violence and the sexual assault and the perversion and the divorce rate. And so it's just an indication. If the government was good, the closer you got to the government, the more peaceful things would be.
Right.
But it's the opposite.
It's a dark, awful.
So this guy
irony.
Is an idiot. But Detroit has been attracting idiots to local government.
They have.
Doug, I reported on the air back in the 90s that a child was walking to school in first grade and was murdered, gunned down on the way to school from somebody in a housing project, just shot out the window and killed the kid for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, I remember that story.
The Detroit City Council passed a law prohibiting people from occupying first floor apartments in housing projects.
Get out of here.
That was You're their kidding. Solution.
Wow.
So you'd have a harder angle. The higher up you are in the building, the higher angle. And the smaller a target a child would present.
Okay.
I remember them banning spray paint, trying to deal with graffiti.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's about right.
Or was that Chicago?
I might have been L.A.
No, it was Chicago.
No, that's right, because in Detroit. L.A. they put barbed wire on the street signs to deal with graffiti. It looks like Lebanon,
right.
Like Beirut out there.
And so there's just, wow.
Hey, Wayne from Tulsa has just come through with $250, bringing us to $19,500. Can someone...
$19,500?
Can someone come through with a $500 donation?
If somebody could call right now...
It would push us over $20,000.
Wow. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne just called. Oh, Wayne. Okay, let's. I think Wayne is on the air right on the phone right
now. For $250, Wayne, we'll put you on the air. Speak your mind, brother.
Welcome, Wayne.
Hey, Bob. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Well, Wayne, so you listen to the show from Tulsa, Oklahoma. What a joy to hear you. And you're on with me, of course, Bob Inyart and Doug McBurney. So what's up, Wayne?
Well, nothing. Just haven't, been able to talk to you guys in forever. I've been working and really miss you guys. And
wow.
I knew February was your telethon month, so I wanted to try to get in. And
wow. Well, what an honor for you to call and to contribute. It's absolutely humbling, Wayne. And so, hey, we got to keep in touch, all right? You've helped with Bob Inyart Live over the years. Doug, Wayne did the archives for years for Bob Inyart Live. And because of you, Wayne, we have years and years of Bob Inyart Live radio programs, and people will subscribe to the podcast,
right,
which is so easy to do, and then people find it and they just enjoy the show. Let's say it's a truck driver or somebody. If you have a job where you could listen,
yeah,
we have people tell us that they listen to a week's worth of shows every day.
Yeah.
And they're working their way through the archives and just having a blast.
And, Wayne, we sure do appreciate the blessing you've been to this ministry, brother.
Well, you know, Bob, I don't know if you wanted to tell the folks, but you had lost all the shows on your server that was in Atlanta. Somehow they had something mm-hmm. happened, and they lost all of your data.
Yeah.
And you were, upset that all those shows were lost. And
sure.
I called you one day, and I said, I have them all.
Praise the Lord!
You had them all, and because of you, the KGov Archives was born, and we have those archives are alive and well. And over a period of time, the average show on KGov.com gets downloaded about 2,000 times.
Wow.
And that's from around the country and around the world. So people who listen live on the radio, people who listen live through the online streaming, and then people who download. So it's a very significant outreach. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Well, you're welcome.
May God bless you. Appreciate that.
God bless, Wayne.
Wow.
And so, folks, we're at $19,500. If you can pick up the phone, smile and dial 1-800-836-8255. 9278 with a $500 donation. Push us over $20,000. You could be the one.
Doug, Denver, they said they're no longer going to respond to calls to 911 when somebody steals a tank of gas at a gas station in the city and county of Denver.
Right.
That's how bad. I mean, it's just absurd.
That's ridiculous.
And if you leave your keys in your car and your car gets stolen, they give you a ticket.
Right, right.
So the whole thing is broken. That's because it's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of people wealthy, but they don't have a clue about how to deal with a crime epidemic. So they'll blame the victim and they'll blame the gas station.
Yeah. Now, and speaking of an epidemic, Bob.
Yeah.
You mentioned the story of the senator caught fire.
Senator in Florida. That's right.
So the senator is actually a 3,500-year-old cypress tree that was burned down in Florida.
It wasn't a legislator?
It was not a legislator.
I thought this 26-year-old drug addict lit a legislator on fire.
Well, no,
I misunderstood the story.
The tree was named the senator. It was named after some senator back
the
in
senator
the 1920s.
Caught fire and died.
Yeah, but a 3,500-year-old tree.
That's tragic.
It's awful. And it, I think that this is characteristic of exactly how 3,500 years of human civilization is currently threatened by heathens on meth.
Yeah.
These two women were hopped up on meth, and for whatever reason,
they thought it was funny to start a fire in the oldest tree in the country, in the world.
Yeah, and they burned it down.
And notice how the age of the tree fits nicely in the biblical chronology.
Well, that's right.
As the age of thousands of things do.
That's true.
Just beautifully within the biblical chronology of what actually happened
on
Earth.
Which you so often effectively point out on Real Science Friday.
That's right.
Fred Williams.
Can't wait this week.
Love it.
So, Doug, I hear that drugs never killed anybody.
No, drugs don't hurt.
Well, in this case, drugs killed a senator. Caught fire and died.
Yes.
What a tragedy.
And it is.
All right.
And this methamphetamine is a threat to civilization.
So we got two more minutes. Where's the time go? What else have we got?
Let's see. Oh, we've got Sheriff Joe Arpaio, 1 p.m. Mountain Time tomorrow in Maricopa County, Arizona. He's going to be hosting a news conference. He's been investigating Barack Obama's Social Security number.
He uses a Social Security number from Connecticut.
Right.
And he never lived in Connecticut.
As far as we know, he never lived in Connecticut.
So why would he? What do you think? Why would he have that Social Security number?
I think it possibly could have something to do with federal student loan fraud. But I don't know. That's just an opinion.
That's a guess, right?
I know that a lot of people who commit fraud, they use false identification.
And he never lived. And you get your Social Security number based on where you were born.
You were born, yeah. I'm a 107.
So
you're an O.
So he was born in Hartford, Kenya.
Hartford, Connecticut. All right. So, all right. Hey, but what's interesting, Bob, is the media laughs. But as of right now, reporters from the AP, Reuters, Univision, The Washington Times, NBC, CBS, ABC are all lining up trying to get credentials to see Sheriff Joe.
That's going to be very interesting. And, Doug, we're out of time. We have less than a minute left.
We'll get to this deficit spending later.
Let's do that.
Yes.
How about tomorrow?
All right. I'll be back tomorrow because I need an answer on this.
All right. Let's do it tomorrow. And then I want to let people know my life's work is called The Plot. It's an overview of the whole Bible. We have it in a book form.
Yeah.
Or you could listen to it on audio. You could download it, not listen to it being read. That'd be fine. But this is being taught.
An exposition.
Teaching through the Bible, an overview of the Bible. And it is just so much fun.
It can revolutionize your understanding of the whole Bible.
So many people tell us that, Doug. And, of course, there's a money-back guarantee. And it'll go toward our telethon.
Amen.
So we really need your help. There's only what? There's 8.5 hours left in the day, and I hate the thought of extending our telethon, Doug.
It makes me sick.
It's very painful to ask for funds.
But if you people don't step up, we're going to do it.
God bless you guys.